Good.
In view of resources at which major sacrifices inevitably lie ahead, but in a world where everyone wants and feels entitled to the American dream, and the media carpet bomb them with promises they can count it, how do you get the message of sacrifice out to the public?
Well, I would just say I don't think it's sacrifice that we're talking about so much. One set of polling data that caused me to go write a book for us, the National Research Institute of Big Polling Firms. I'm sorry, is this microphone on?
It's on.
Can you hear?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry.
Talk right
I'll get very close. Yeah. Every year since the end of World War II, one of the big polling firms has asked Americans, are you happy with your life? A percentage of Americans have said, yes, I'm very happy, peaked in 1956 and has gone downhill since. Steadily. Now, I wasn't around in 1956, so I'm not sure what was so great then, but I have some sense of what happened in that period. It was the period of the great suburbanization of America that's proceeded apace. That suburbanization, of course, drove things like the use of fossil fuels through the roof and caused much of the trouble that we face. It's hard to heat and cool everybody's, own kind of starter castle for entry-level water, and the fact that they're all, quarter mile apart from each other makes it hard to, get around. But the real problem, I think, was that they drove a kind of human isolation. The average American has half as many close friends as they did in 1950. That is a very big change for a social primate in living conditions. It's no wonder we're not as all fired happy as we thought we might be with our big increases in the standard of living. And so, part of the answer is, we need to recover what it is that's not sacrifice but pleasure. And that has a lot to do with human contact and human community. One of the reasons I like building movements, and one of the reasons that I like seeing 400,000 people on the streets of New York a minute ago, was that my sense was everybody was having a hell of a good time. And it was a deeply meaningful and pleasurable day for them, and a lot more like it. So, our identification of ourselves primarily as consumers has been the nicest gift we ever gave to the corporations. We're much more than that. We're human beings, and we should stand up for it.
Saves you in the family budget, you breathe cleaner air, you have fewer greenhouse gases, fewer floods. It's just the opposite. What's happened is corporations have defined productivity and efficiency and happiness in their terms. We just got to turn it upside down. It's just a reverse. Saving lives and safer automobiles is not considered productive. See, but when we finally said, yeah, it is pretty productive. You have to look at the auto executives and committees testifying in Washington, and you say, you save lives, they'll buy your cars. Dead people don't buy cars. It's just amazing how they control the language, and they call themselves providers, the private sector, white-collar crime, job creators. What's his name in Berkeley? Yeah, Lakoff said that there should be a phrase called workers are the profit creators. So he turns it right around.
We've all seen the statistics about polling on happiness, and